All right, well, greetings, family. Thank you for your patience and your just your soul and spirit and heart for showing up this evening to join us in our prayer, welcoming you and saluting you and honoring this moment together to join in our prayer, to open our hearts, to commune with grace. So let's take a few deep conscious breaths. Let's decompress while we're doing that from our day. Allow everything that we experience from the day to just slide away from us, cutting cords with people and experiences, and allowing that to go into the arms of God. And connecting us in with the holy divine pull of our Father and of our Mother, recalling our energies, opening our hearts, letting go. Increasing our grounding, feeling the energy just sinking down into the earth so that we could feel really rooted in our body, feel connected to the great mother below us, and feel connected with our crown above us. And really plugging in to what is true as we are unplugging from the falsities of the identification with any kind of matrix or fears or identification with the form. Allow yourself to plug in with the truth that is beyond the form, the formless, the grace, the love, the beauty of what is eternal. Of what is true, of what is holy. And recognize at this time that we are worthy to receive, that we are children of God, and that we are infinite divine beings. And expanding that in throughout our beingness, through our cells, reminding ourselves of our own divinity, forgiving ourselves at the times that we have forgotten and that we play small and where we play the illusion of our separation and believe that we are our minds. Taking this time to yield the mind below the heart. And to open up to the beautiful living wisdom of the heart that is just there in every moment that oftentimes we neglect. So, taking this opportunity to dive into the heart's wisdom and to become intimate for a moment, to become gracious. With our love and with our curiosity, like a child, to hear what is in there, to feel, and to be grateful for this opportunity to remember that we are beyond the mind. Taking this moment in our prayer time to ask and to sponsor the angels, the archangels, the creator beings, and the ascended masters that work for the higher planes of attunement to sponsor our prayers to help us with clarity in our lives, to give us the strength to let go of the habitual patterns, to bring in spiritual protection in our lives, to help us to, rather than go down that rabbit hole that opens up the negative portals, to enter into the mystery of the heart and enter into the temple of God. To be fortified by greater wisdom, by compassion. Help us to see our lives through the eyes of compassion. Help us to forgive ourselves for the times that we have turned away. Help us to let go of what we are harboring from the past and no longer want to make someone else suffer for our own pain, to let that go and to allow our beloved ones to be happy, to rise up, to no longer reject ourselves when we are seeing the victory and the strength of another, yet allow that to inspire us to rise up, to have more faith, to take those actions that we have been desiring to take but have been afraid to do. Give us courage and strength. Help us at this time as we are expanding in the grace that we are in this communion with the divine to share this with the world, to share this with the earth below our feet, to share this with the holy sacred waters, to share this love with humanity, to bring the radiance of this light of truth and this wisdom to the collective consciousness so that it may open up and register the truth. And we sponsor that prayer that somehow humanity can receive this love and somehow the creator beings and our father and mother can fortify these prayers, can bring in the sanctions of love on the airwaves so that we can do better deeds, make strong actions in the direction of the truth and follow the truth and be part of this great awakening. Breathing in this love and growing even stronger and knowing that we have the power to override our fears with the love, to lean into the fears with our love, and to see that it has no power over us unless we give it power. Help us to be more creative, to allow the outlet of creativity to shine through each of us, through our voice, through our art, through our gifts, through our service. Help us to continue to be of service for each other and for humanity. And taking a moment here as we're praying that all of those on this prayer live this evening, that there are things that are going on in our life that we are desiring to be resolved, to have clarity, to have victory, to lessen the load of the bearing the responsibility and the weight of the world. So praying at this time that we can lighten that load. And Let it go into the arms of the divine and really recognize what it feels like to let go and to be filled up with something greater. Lifting up our beloved Marco Bafano and his wife Rachel and Ezra, and just praying at this time where there's changes in the work situation for them, that they are guided, that they are fortified, that they can stay on track with abundance and being provided for with joy and with ease and with grace, and sponsoring that prayer. And for all of us who are desiring to make changes in our life, to take those big leaps of faith where logic sometimes tries to stop that internal wisdom of truth that we know, praying for courage, praying for the path to be paved with faith, with the illumination of light, with clarity, and with strength. And lastly, we are praying for the restoration of joy in our hearts and in our mind so that we can remember to be playful, to not take ourselves so seriously, and to celebrate being alive. And we say these prayers always in the name of God, in the name of love, and in the name of truth. Om Mateotl.
Well, Mateo, thank you, Nina, for reminding us to recall our energies and let go of our day and all that has transpired throughout it. So we are ready to receive the divine as children of God and infinite divine beings. Enter into the temple of God rather than the rabbit holes of confusion and allow ourselves and beloveds to be happy and inspire us. Knowing that we have the power to lean into and override the fears with love and empower ourselves and others with our creativity and gifts, and to take the leaps of faith that bring us into deeper alignment with our own highest truth.
So beautiful. Thank you for reciting that back.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. So there's definitely always cool things happening. And I think the most exciting thing that we should talk about is probably the Toltec Wisdom Immersion. Beginning on Friday the 19th, which is also right around the summer solstice.
Yes.
And would you like to speak about that, Nina?
Well, it's a deep immersion with Toltec wisdom teachings, transmissions, guided meditations. It's pretty much Teotihuacan coming to Cornville, where the power of the Toltec wisdom comes through, and there's a morphogenetic field created to illuminate the illusions with love and gives you a radical opportunity for transformation, for an upgrade, and for to really develop your spiritual sight to gain wisdom and to become more of a seer. So it's very powerful, very profound. It was asked by some of the apprentices for me to start doing it, and this will be our third one. And yeah, I recommend it to anyone who really wants to go deep and have a transformation. And where it's Friday night, all day Saturday, and then Sunday, half day, where we end in a ritual with a procession to our power spot here to Quetzalcoatl, to the Father Creator on the summer solstice. And so, yeah, very powerful.
Okay. It is very powerful. I can attest to this. And it is very much like Teotihuacan. There's even a pyramid.
There's a power spot that's activated in the energy of Tao through the wisdom that comes through is very palatable. A lot of people think it's just Tao, but it's the power of that wisdom that comes through that creates an opening for the transformation and the encounter with power.
Well, thank you, Nina, for making this available to all of us. And yeah, just keeping the flag raised at all times.
You're welcome. Thank you. Looking forward to it. And if there's anybody that's feeling a desire, reach out and we'll give you more information.
And thank you, everybody. May you go in peace.